The big news today, Vermont will have a new governor come 2017. Governor Peter Shumlin announced this afternoon he will not seek a fourth term in office. The Democrat says he will leave the state in far better shape than he found it, but his Republican critics argue otherwise. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the open seat for the governor has made for an early start to the 2016 campaign.
It was clear that something big was about to happen. Administration officials wouldn't disclose what was in store, but the governor's entire cabinet had gathered behind a podium set up in the lobby of the statehouse, directly under a giant marble bust of Abraham Lincoln. When Shumlin thanked his subordinates and then launched into a well-rehearsed recitation of his accomplishments as governor, the purpose of the event became clearer.
I believe that we will have accomplished, and in many ways, in many cases, exceeded my expectations, the work we set out to do when I became governor. I am announcing today, for those reasons, that I will not be a candidate for a fourth term in 2016. I reached this decision after a lot of thought and consideration.
With the exception of failing to deliver the single-payer health care system he promised voters when he first ran in 2010, Shumlin said his tenure has been a successful one. He said Vermont has 16,000 more jobs now than when he took office, 10 times more renewable energy capacity, nearly universal access to broadband internet services, and a more sound transportation infrastructure. Shumlin says the fourth lowest unemployment rate in the nation is added proof that the Vermont his successor inherits will be far better off than the one he took over in 2011.
I decided to make this decision now because I want these 18 months in office to be focused entirely on continuing the work that we have started together. And we have a lot left to do, a lot left to do.
Shumlin's legacy won't be universally celebrated. Jeff Bartley is the executive director of the Vermont Republican Party. He says Shumlin's near defeat last fall underscores waning enthusiasm among voters for the governor's agenda. A survey by the Castleton Polling Institute in March showed that more Vermonters disapproved of the job Shumlin is doing than approve of it.
I think he really understood, and especially after the last election cycle, that Vermonters aren't too happy with his performance. And it's time for leadership that listens and puts progress ahead of politics. And I think he's, by stepping aside, really doing the right thing for Vermonters.
There are already plenty of candidates pondering a bid for the open seat. On the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott says he's begun asking family, friends, and supporters about whether now is the right time and if he's the right person for the state's top political job.
Those are things that I will contemplate over the next few weeks and try and come up with an answer so that we can move forward.
House Speaker Shep Smith previously said he wouldn't compete against Peter Shumlin in a Democratic primary. But with Shumlin stepping aside, Smith on Monday sounded eager to be his replacement.
I am seriously considering running for governor. I plan to take the next several weeks to speak to my friends, family, and Vermonters to see how we can work together to make Vermont an even better place than it already is.
Democratic Congressman Peter Welch has also not ruled out a run for governor, and former Republican state auditor Randy Brock, who lost to Shumlin by a wide margin in 2012, confirmed he's considering a run as well and will likely decide by the end of summer. Scott Milne, the political neophyte who nearly unseated the incumbent last fall, has said he's considering another run too. Shumlin says he'll work hard to help whatever Democrat wins the nomination. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.